Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about toys of the week. As usual, here at Entertainment Earth, we cover Star Wars items, usually ones that I buy. I buy other stuff too, but this is typically what makes it on the podcast, because I want to tell you about what's good and what you can still get. And this week, we're looking at some Galactic Heroes vehicles, the Snow Speeder and the Tatooine Skiff. These are both pretty slick. No, wait, I'm not supposed to tell you about the Snowspeeder. I'm supposed to tell you about the Jedi Starfighter. I didn't read my notes right, so ignore that, and I'm going to go upstairs and get the right toy. So hold that thought. Okay, got it. Maybe I'll just review all three. Hold on. Which one do I review first? Oh, decisions. Bubblegum in a dish. That one. Okay, toy of the week. What do we got to start with? Let's start with the Skiff, because I'm holding it. The new Tatooine Skiff is an awesome set. You get four figures, a Skiff, and a background. All these sets have a large cardboard display background. The Tatooine Skiff, which has just fallen out of my hand, and the figures have dropped to the floor because I am a klutz, includes Luke Skywalker, Awiquei, Boba Fett, and Han Solo. The Han Solo figure is distinct in that he has a new weapon. Boba Fett has articulated arms. You'll find the same Boba Fett in the Toys R Us exclusive sail barge set, and presumably the Slave One with different deco. And the Awiquei is the same as a previous release, except the color is a little different in the skin. And Luke is the same as a previous release. So what can the Skiff do for you? That is a fine question. Well, it's got a positionable console in the back, which you can move forward and backward. That scraping is the moving of the console. The back fins move around, and there's fully retractable landing gear and a Skiff you pull out. Unlike the action figure toy, these are not activated by letters or levers for that matter. You can pull out the plank and you can push in the legs, and they look very similar to the ones on the original toy. The toy is mostly kind of a greenish brown, but there's extra paint on it to bring out the detail. Very subtle. It's almost a wonder that Hasbro did it, because most people aren't going to notice. They're not going to look close enough. So good job, Hasbro. The thing can accommodate quite a few figures. It will not look good with your 3¾-inch figures unless you want to make them feel like giants, in which case, be my guest. You can put all four figures on there with no real problem. You could probably put a fifth on there, and that's pushing it. But that's pretty much it. There's not a lot of action figures or accessories. Well, there's figures, but there's no real accessories, in addition to what you've already heard about. So it's a good set. If you like Jabba's Palace in that scenario, you really do need to get one of these. Our next vehicle, since we're on the subject, is the Episode III Jedi Starfighter Galactic Hero set. This is a brand new sculpt vehicle. There's an Episode 2.5, basically the Clone Wars vehicle, also on the market, available in both Anakin and Obi-Wan colors. This is the Episode 3 version, which looks completely different. It has wings that pop out, a retractable landing gear, and two figures, a astromech droid and Obi-Wan Kenobi. The droid does not, repeat, not fit into the socket. Rather than like the Naboo fighter and the X-Wing fighter, this one's just molded into the ship. So you can turn the head on the one in the ship. The head looks nothing like a Galactic Heroes figure. It's a completely different sculpt. It's a wonder what they're doing. I don't know. But either way, it looks pretty good. The canopy can seat one action figure or two or more Galactic Heroes figures, depending on how tight you pack them in. There's even little places to put figure feet, so I have to assume this was designed with action figures in mind. It's kind of like a super deformed vehicle if you're a fan of that style, and I am. And the wings pop open manually. There's nothing spring-loaded on here, as do the landing gear. So it looks very good, like a first built by the factory version. There's no battle damage or weathering, so it's a really neat take on a very popular vehicle. There are no stickers to apply. The Open Circle Fleet label and the Republic tampographs have been pre-applied, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's a solid toy. I would recommend it to action figure collectors and Galactic Heroes fans. So we'll put that back down and move on to the Snow Speeder. The Snow Speeder is also a brand new mold. The figures seem to be basically newly molded. You get newly molded. You get Dak Ralter, Luke Skywalker, and the probe droid. Luke and Dak each have removable helmets, and they are equipped in Hoth flight suits, which are different than the other ones. These have white gloves, and they're a little bit more padded. There's a thing around their necks to give them presumably better support. I don't really know why it's there, to be honest with you. But the helmets do come off of both figures. The probe droid basically has articulated arms, and does the head move? I haven't really tried. Yeah, the head moves too. So with 6 points of articulation, the Galactic Heroes Probe Droid is the most articulated Galactic Heroes action figure so far. The vehicle itself has an opening cockpit, rolling wheels where the landing gear are, opening brake flaps manually, fantastic paint job, and the grappling hook does not fire. You have to pull it out yourself, and it's got string on it. The great thing about it is it's got a little hook on the hook, so the thing can wrap around something and latch onto the rope, and then you can drag it behind the ship with its wheels. I demonstrate this in the Entertainment Earth Snowspeeder review video near the end. It's actually a really great feature, and I kind of wish they had it on any of the original toys growing up, because it'd be so cool to be able to pick up a MTV7 mini rig or Snowtrooper action figure and drag them around behind my Snowspeeder. I'm glad they finally got to it. The paint job on the Snowspeeder is better, I would say, than any of the Hasbro action figure ones, and it just looks cool. It's also super deformed. You could put a regular action figure in the front, but not in the back, unless it's R2-D2, and, you know, like we all used to do as kids. I mean, let's be honest here. And what else do we have here to talk about on this one? Great detail, great deco. Almost too nice for the Galactic Heroes line. The Probe Droid's really cool, too. I would highly recommend getting one if you're a fan of The Empire Strikes Back. Also, Hasbro has had on display Galactic Heroes AT-AT at their Toy Fair exhibitions. The item has never been officially announced or really intentionally shown to the American public, so for all practical purposes, it hasn't been announced, but it may come out in the next couple of years. I would bet on it coming out next year as part of the Empire Strikes Back 30th anniversary line, and if it does come out next year and this does come to pass, keep in mind that if it's not up for sale somewhere yet, it may not happen, and even if it is up for sale somewhere, it still may not happen. But I would expect it next year, and if you want to get that Galactic Heroes AT-AT too, I would say get a Snowspeeder today and be ready for it. It's very nice. It comes in both the red and the blue style boxes. And there you have it. That's your toy of the week. Some of these items are in stock at Entertainment Earth right now. If you order them and your order totals $99 or more, you will get free shipping in the U.S. until the end of October, pretty much. Check the site for details. Some restrictions may apply. Unfortunately, the deal is for the United States only right now, so check that out and order away. These are all three really good sets. I do not have any complaints about any of them. It's nice to finally expand the fleet of vehicles in the Galactic Heroes line far beyond the X-Wing and the Naboo Fighter. And some of these have been out for a while, but I've only recently got time to really examine them and play with them. And if you have kids, I'm just saying. Anyway, this has been Adam Paulus. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. Our very own Geek Girl Diva is holding a contest on Twitter to get to 5,000 followers. She currently has 4,400. If she gets 5,000, she gets to give away a $100 Entertainment Earth gift certificate. As she's an employee of the company, I suggest you take a look and see what you can do. It's my understanding that they'll set her on fire if she doesn't get to 5,000 at some point in the near future. So she does sit near my desk, and really, it's not good for my asthma, so if you could follow her, I don't want to have her set on fire because it's going to really disrupt my day. Then the fire sprinklers are going to go off. It's not good for anybody. So anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the reviews, and I will see you next time.